Free Talk Live. It is hour number three. We are launching into it. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. And that again, FreeTalkLive.com. So, Julia, a topic we have touched on before in the past has been this concept that young people and adults in America, just young people in general, are really encouraged by the system and everything about it to be as childlike for as long as they possibly can be. And a couple weeks back, we read an excellent article from Psychology Today outlining exactly why this is so. It's because society, for some reason, I don't know if it's because the people that are obsessed with childhood are in charge of the government or setting policy for this country, but there's a section of individuals who believes that childhood should last forever, that believes that childhood is, it's wonderful innocence and children should be children forever or as long as they can be. We need to protect childhood. We need to extend childhood. And that's the sort of the mentality that I find really dangerous. I find it destructive. It ties back into what we touched on last hour, towards the end of the hour, of these, you know, teenage girls who don't know anything about sex. They get themselves knocked up. They go through with the pregnancy, and of course, because they're teenagers and they don't know anything about the real world or about sex or the consequences or raising kids, they freak out and they throw the kid in a dumpster. And that's one of the consequences, the awful consequences of extending childhood. At age 16, you should be out and, you know, you should be out doing what you want to do in life. You should be done with school. You should be graduated from college or whatever the schooling system would end up being in a more free market environment. You should be out in the real world, as far as I'm concerned, by that age.
Well, I think that, for example, in a free market society, things would be better because the free market society is really based off of personal responsibility, and I feel like a lot of kids or adults feel like they just don't want responsibility, so they would like to be children because they like to go back to a time when they didn't have much responsibility.
Well, the reason they don't want responsibility is because they haven't really been encouraged and shown
right.
how beneficial
I
it
agree
is,
with
right?
You.
Like they haven't been from a young age. They've been told that it's good to be irresponsible. It's good to be a child as long as you can. Don't enter the workforce until it's absolutely, you know, the last minute possible. These sort of anti-working people that believe that kids should be prevented from working until
right.
a certain age. And I'm sure there are people in America that are unhappy that the working age is 16 in many places. They'd probably like to raise it simply because they're obsessed with this concept of extending childhood.
And the kids who come to work, I call them kids because that's pretty much what they are, who come to work and get their first job when they're in college and they're 18 or worse, when they're out of college and they're 22, are terrible workers.
Right. They have no work ethic. They don't understand the basics. I mean, when you get that first job, it's all about really getting the basics down, like showing up on time, smiling at the customers, understanding who's in charge and the pecking order, so to speak.
And when you're younger, like 14, 16, 17, and you first get a job, you realize that there's a whole new amount of freedom that you have because you are finally getting your own money instead of
right.
$5 a week for allowance.
And that's really what it's all about, is more freedom in your life and opening doors and windows of opportunity, which these childhood purveyors, these pushers of childhood, are insulating kids from. They're insulating them from these wonderful opportunities and learning experiences that they could be having as young people and putting it off another half a decade or another decade until they're much older but still mentally the same age. They may know a little bit more. They may have a little bit more book smarts. They might be able to recite a little bit of Shakespeare for you, but they don't actually have any real world abilities by the time they get out of college. Many people.
Yeah.
There are some exceptions.
There are exceptions, but I feel like college really is a humongous part of this.
But what are some of the this article we're going to get into here from, I think it's the Washington Post.
Right.
What are some of the consequences that we're seeing now in the adult world with people who should be considered adults? How is this whole childlike mentality playing out?
All right, this out of Washington. On a recent mid-afternoon, two park rangers take time off of a couple of cupcakes. Christy Thiel, age 30, and Lauren, age 27, share a cafe table, relaxing in the air conditioning and analyzing family, friendships, and the food they eat. The adults are unapologetic about their indulgence in youthful delights. Laura has just finished a $3 gourmet chocolate cream cupcake. My mom always cooked, she says, who grew up in the homey Midwest, and she baked cupcakes. That's part of the appeal.
No, I don't. There are going to be some things I'm not necessarily going to be too opinionated on in this story.
Right. Who cares about cupcakes?
Go ahead, eat your cupcakes.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But I think that this article, and I haven't gotten there yet, but I think that they're pointing out that these kids are specifically eating cupcakes because they're childhood.
They're reminiscing,
right?
It's making them nostalgic.
Yeah, I guess. Which
okay.
I don't even like cupcakes.
Gotcha.
Thiel is still working on her peanut butter on chocolate cupcake. I'm going to take some home, she says, and to drink. Laura adds, I had a big glass of milk. The cult of kitty things is all around. Consider, the World Adult Kickball Association for those over the age of 21 was launched over beers in Washington a few years ago by a handful of men. Today it has more than 20,000 registered members nationwide who pay $60 apiece to belong. The annual open tournament, held in June in Centerville, Virginia, drew nearly 300 players. Business Week reports that the Cartoon Network attracts higher overall ratings among adult viewers age 18 to 34 than CNN, MSNBC, or any cable news channel.
Now, I'll go back for that again, because the Cartoon Network has adult-oriented programming on it, and it's one thing to watch a cartoon aimed at kids to try to recapture your youth. It's another thing to watch a cartoon with very adult themes. I mean, there have been cartoons with adult themes for a long time. There just haven't been a lot of them. Now they're really coming into play because those younger generations are now adults, and they're able to spend more money. And they're a desirable demographic to have. I don't necessarily think that's a hallmark of the problem we're talking about.
I agree.
I think that's sort of the article's the journalist, so called, that's writing the article. That's their perspective on
this. Right. Disney World is a top adult vacation destination in the world. The average age of people who play video games is 33, according to the Entertainment Software Association. Cafes offer adult-sized peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's not enough for American adults to just be youthful anymore. Now it seems that many want to be kids. Culture observers are taking note.
That's the problem that I have.
Right, me too. I don't care about video games.
It's one thing to indulge in a pastime that you find entertaining.
Right.
It's another thing to be constantly in search of your youth. It's another thing to be constantly reminiscing and nostalgic and to the point where you're distracting yourself from what you're doing today.
Right.
By reaching so much into the past, you aren't paying attention to your future.
Yeah.
Whereas video games, again, another adult pastime that's engaged in by mostly adults these days, I would say, as far as the real buying segments in the video game market are now adults, and the games are very adult as well.
Right.
This isn't Mario anymore.
Exactly. Games has come a long way, and I don't see playing video games in your spare time as a problem. I would see a problem with a 33-year-old doing nothing, playing video games at
but
his mom's
playing video
house.
Games?
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. I would see a problem with that.
Right. It's an issue of degrees, really.
Yeah. Culture observers are taking note of these immature instincts, calling them names like kidults and adult
adolescents.
Yeah, it's sort of combined that as one word, and I can't pronounce
it. Adolescence?
Yeah. I can't get it out of my
mouth.
Either way. And cottage industries cater to their whims. A Delaware company known as the Fun Department is paid to help corporations stage recess at work.
Okay. Yeah.
Employees compete in elementary playground-type activities, such as relay racing, playing a giant version of Yahtzee, and sweeping a football with a broom.
Yeah.
The two-year-old firm believes that child's play among coworkers creates happy employees and supports team building, morale, and motivation, and fun just for fun's sake.
I'm sorry. You don't come to my workplace to have fun. I mean, it's okay to have fun on the job and like your job.
You
and
already
enjoy
got a lunch break.
Right, enjoy yourself. Yeah, if you want to go and have a little potato sack race out in the parking lot, during lunch break. You go ahead and organize that on your own time. I'm paying you to be here and get some work done. We'll come back with more of this. It's Sanity. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. show, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about a concept that I think is incredibly detrimental to America's productivity. I think it's incredibly detrimental to the mindset of individuals in this country. And what we're discussing is this idea that so many people seem to have in America that childhood must extend well into adulthood. That you must be a child as long as one can possibly extend it for.
I have worked with somebody, or I guess I don't work with him anymore. I used to work with somebody who was probably about 28 or 30, and he did not have children, but he loved to play with other people's children. And he told me that he loved to play with them specifically because he missed being a child, and he liked to pick them up and, yeah, turn them around because it was so much fun, and he remembered doing that stuff when he was a kid, and he was just obsessed with it.
And I got no problem with people playing with kids.
I agree.
Inevitably, there are going to be those individuals who make it their life's work to work with children and help them grow and mature and that sort of thing. And there's certainly a need for people like that.
He just liked the playing part.
Right. Yeah, he just wanted to go and play tag with some kids. Right. And that's what I think is just a problem. And it shows a real sort of unevolved mentality in these people that they don't like work. They don't like responsibility. They want to regress. They want to go back to being a kid where all they had to be worried about was being home in time for dinner so they could have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I mean, we're getting this article from this Washington Post. And it was just touching on a company. What was the name of the company? Fun Incorporated or something like that?
The Fun Department.
The Fun Department that goes around to businesses. They get hired, I guess, by the business to run games. Wait, can you give me a list of the list of the games that they play with your employees? The employees. I'm sorry, you're shuffling. This is unusual because Julia has a newspaper here, and we're used to getting our prep off the internet, so this is kind of old school.
I believe it was races, like potato sack races,
right,
and three-legged races and that sort of thing.
Relay races.
A giant game of Yahtzee,
yeah,
and a football, some sort of kid football game.
Right. Now, their excuse is that it builds teams. It helps with team building, and it helps with, did they say it helps with?
They said creates happy employees, supports team building, morale, and motivation, which I don't see motivation at all, and fun, just for fun's sake.
Yeah, you don't. I'm sorry, but I don't go to work to have fun.
Right.
Luckily, I've chosen work that I find fun. But if I were to be working at some job, which I used to work in Kmart. I worked there for 3.5 years when I was younger. You know, it was the job of the retail selection that I had that I wanted. I didn't want to be a bagger or anything like that. So I was in the electronics department. I wouldn't ever have expected to go out and run in a potato sack race out in front of the store on a Saturday morning. Never would I have expected that, and I was a teenager at that time.
Right.
Nor would I have wanted to. I'm there to help customers.
Right.
I'm there to provide a product and a service, and I understood that at a young age. I mean, I didn't even want to go on break sometimes because the section was busy, and I didn't want to leave the customers alone.
Team building, isn't that something that you should have learned in your 18, or what is it, how long do you go to school for?
13 years.
13
or something?
Years,
yeah, at least in the government
schools?
System, yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't you have learned team building and all that?
Let's go on. Let's talk a little bit more about this company or whatever the article wants to say here.
Okay. Companies engage in fierce competition for good employees and a sense of fun, which is a big draw for young prospective workers. The fun department uses splashy words like funertainment and funsters.
Gosh.
Fun killers, Boar explains, are people who don't remember that they have. That they have a funny bone and they find it difficult to find their inner child. Our job is to out the fun killers and bring them to recess.
I guess we would be considered fun killers by these people, right?
Because I don't like to play freeze tag anymore.
Yeah. I don't want to go to your recess. I want to be productive. I want to do things that I want to do with my time. And then when I want to have some fun, I'll do it on my own time. I don't need some organization coming in to determine what my fun is going to be for the day. No, thank you.
Other fun department exercises include silly string wars, squirt gun games, and the boss toss, in which employees catapult a stick figure that looks like an executive into a trash can.
Oh my gosh.
The website lists DuPont and QVC among the company's clients. What's going on here? There is definitely something happening, said Christopher Noxon, 38, author of last year's rejuvenile kickball cartoons, cupcakes, and the reinvention of American Grown-Up. From his home in Los Angeles, Noxon says that adults are turning into child's play because everything is up for grabs. Social norms have been evaporated. I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty reading this in the light.
If you want, I can continue if you're having that much trouble.
I can't really see at this point in time.
Okay.
It's getting down to the bottom of the article.
We'll see if we can...
The lighting in here is kind of difficult.
Okay, we'll see if we can pick that up at a later time here. But I wanted to comment on the this whole idea of recess at work, which is what this company is promoting. You know, the idea that you should take time out of your work day to go and shoot each other with silly string. Look, if a company wants to do this, certainly it's their business. And if their employees want to engage in it, then I can't tell them not to. I just think that it's a serious lack of productivity. It's sending the wrong message as far as what you're supposed to be doing when you're working.
Right. As a business owner, I don't think I would want to draw those kind of employees to me.
Now, here's what I'm seeing as a possible problem in the future. As these companies, like this Fun Incorporated or whatever, get more popular, and as the childhood advocates, these promoters of childhood, continue to be in power in this country, because, you know, the reason why we have the rules that say that kids can't work beyond 4 hours unless having a break, they can't, you know, if you're 16, you have to be given X amount of breaks, and if you're under this age, you can't work
recess
at all.
Recess legislation?
That's exactly what I'm frightened of here, because it's one thing for an individual company to say, okay, let's have our employees go and play a game of freeze tag. It's another thing for them to be mandated to do that by law. So what happens when these nanny government people who see childhood as this desirable thing for adults to reclaim, so to speak, feel as though when they decide that this is something that every American should engage in.
Must have recess every 4 hours.
That's exactly what I'm concerned with. What happens when there's a mandatory recess period for, I mean, are we going to mandate that everybody puts a swing set in out back of their place of business? I mean, can you imagine how far this could go?
Well, swing sets actually don't really have, they don't really build swing sets on parks anymore. They're too dangerous.
Yeah, okay, so they've got to be government approved.
Yeah, it has to be a rubber with, like, no fun, a couple of slides, and that's it. No swings, none of those merry-go-rounds.
Right. But do you see this as even being, I mean, am I exaggerating here? Am I just using hyperbole? Am I out of... Do you think this is possible?
I want to say it isn't possible, but from what I've seen with all this ridiculousness of the government and the way people get in power and use it, I can't say that it's out of line at all. I mean, it's a real possibility, I think, in the future.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are you a business owner? Are you an employee, somebody who has experienced one of these recesses, like put on by this company at your place of business? And how did you feel about it? Was it awkward? Did you feel like it was a waste of your time? We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231 on the childification of adults in America. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, including the bulletin board system. We got about 250,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. Talking about the childification, for lack of a better word, of adults in America. The idea that keeping yourself young as long as keeping yourself as childlike as possible for as young as long as possible being a desirable trait. And I disagree wholeheartedly. I think it's very undesirable. I think it's damaging to productivity. I think it's damaging to one's mental state. I think it's okay to engage in fun things, to maybe have a few nostalgic things that you appreciate. But to
let it rule your life, to let it slow down your productivity is where the problem comes in, I think.
Right. To be obsessed with continuing one's childhood into adulthood and to be conscious of it is even more dangerous and destructive. It's almost de-evolution. You're devolving. You're degenerating back to your childhood. And there are great things about being an adult. And if you hate adulthood so much, I think you've been damaged in some way. That you aren't looking into the future. You're looking into the past, and you're trying desperately to reclaim it. So desperately that, in fact, there are now companies that are going and being hired by other companies to come to their places of business and put on silly games like silly string tag and freeze tag and potato sack races and just silliness like that. And I want to know if you've experienced any of this where you live at 800-259-9231 or where you work and how you feel just in general about
and
adults being children.
They call people who don't enjoy engaging in this behavior fun killers, and they seek out the fun killers and try to force them to have fun.
I guess that's what we are, Julia. Let's go to the phones, talk to Lady Source. And by the way, there's more to the article. We found the online version, so we may continue that. We've got to get to the phone calls first. It's Valerie listening to KSCO in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Valerie.
Hi.
Hi.
About 10 years ago, I guess I was about 27.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for a large software corporation. I'm not going to mention the name.
That's
but there was a mandatory all-hands meeting where we all went in there, and the CEO of the company ran a computer version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
mm-hmm.
asking questions like, you know, who knows what a huma huma nuku nuku apua is. And I remember sitting in the audience thinking, what, you know, this one-hour all-hands meeting, what is it costing in just the salary of the people that are sitting dormant in the audience?
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Because it's a mandatory meeting, so everybody has to be there. And so I was just kind of mind-boggled that they would even do that.
What was their excuse? Was it team building? What was their excuse for it? Team building.
Yeah. Because at the time, there was a lot of stock stuff going on, so they wanted to get, you know, boost morale and increase camaraderie. So.
Do you feel like they're doing this because employees are childlike and they're trying to appeal to their childlike mentality? I mean, because somebody like you and me sitting in this room, as I could put myself in your place, just being bewildered, understanding, like trying to understand it, not really grasping why it is you can't be at your desk doing something productive. People like you and I were confused by this, but do you think the majority of your coworkers really enjoyed it? How do you feel like they accepted it?
No, I was sitting with my coworkers, and we were all sitting there going, what a waste of time. I could be entering, you know, all these invoices, because I was an accountant. And I was like, I could be entering invoices right now. You know, this is really putting me behind.
Did you feel like it was condescending? Do you feel like they were treating you like a child?
Yes, very much, yeah.
I agree with that. I think that if you're going to, and again, it's their purview, it's their business. If they wanted to pay everybody to go and play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, then that's certainly, that's certainly their option. But, I mean, what if they were to make it so that, if you wanted to opt in, that way all the employees that wanted to be like kids for a day could go and play their little game while the rest of the employees got something done? I think that might have been a more appropriate way to do it. Though, in that case, I wonder if the concern would be, would employees actually respond? Would the childlike employees sort of come to that if everyone wasn't forced to go? Would they want to be seen as though they were childlike? Would they be sort of held back by social pressures?
Well, I work for another company right now, which is interested in productivity, and I know the people that I was co-workers with back then and the people that I'm co-workers with now would actually lose respect for the management to even have a play day. I mean,
totally.
Yeah, because
now, I think appealing to fun is okay. Like, for instance, in a lot of companies they have dress down day or informal day where you don't have to be as dressy as normal. I think that that's kind of fun, but it doesn't detract from productivity. It doesn't take a hit on the company's bottom line.
Right, and they're the managers are on us to be productive, and if like for instance, a manager wanted me to be productive, and then, it was mandatory that I go to this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thing, I would be actually angry.
Valerie, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I guess that makes Valerie a fun killer?
Fun killer.
By the definition of these people? I have fun at work because work is rewarding to me. Work is something I like to do. I like making people happy. I like providing a product and a service that is valuable in the marketplace that people appreciate. That's rewarding, and I find that fun. Fun doesn't have to involve playing catch or kickball or something childlike. Can't you be an adult and have fun like an adult would have fun?
We were talking about this on the break, actually, and when I think about what I used to play with when I was a child, if you handed me two action figures or Barbie dolls or whatever you like to play with when you were a little kid, I wouldn't know what to do with them because your mentality is not the same when you're an adult.
Well, apparently your mentality and my mentality is not the same, but I bet these people are still stuck at age 10. Maybe if you handed them some Transformers, they'd be, all right, Optimus Prime, I'm going to destroy you. Or they'd come up with some absurd situation. Maybe they are still stuck in that childlike mentality. They just look like adults. I think that's what we're dealing with today. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Mac in Montana. You're listening on KGEZ. Hey, Mac.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Great. Are you right up on your phone? It's a little tough to hear you.
I'm right here. You got me now?
That's a little better. Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I just going to say I started working when I was 9, and I love work.
Yes.
So work is, takes away idle time. The idle time is the devil's time. So, but anybody that would do this to me, I haven't taken a break or a lunch in 20 years. I just work all day long, and I don't know how long I'm going to work, and I don't even know what I'm going to do. And it's just, this crap is just more wussification of the American working class. They're just going to, they're just making more wussies every day.
No, and the government school system and government is the biggest contributor to this entire problem, and I agree completely with what you're saying. What did you do when you were 9 years old?
Well, actually, back when I was 9 years old, I had 150, started out with 150 paper route, and I rode around the streets and delivered papers, and then at night I would go out to the football field, the baseball field, the track field, and collect worms and sell them for 75 cents a dozen.
Now, some of these childhood advocates would say you were being exploited. How do you feel about that?
I wasn't being exploited. My dad worked his ass off to give my family everything he could, and I worked my ass off to help out.
What would you say to these organizers of these events? They would call you like they would probably call me. What would you call them if they said? What would you say to them if they called you a fun killer?
I would quit. I would tell them they are useless idiots.
Well said. Hey, Mac, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Certainly, within the sound of our voices right now, there must be some of these adult-like children. Somebody listening must kind of get excited about the idea of spraying their coworkers with silly string or running in a potato sack race during a lunch break. I mean, really, if you're out there, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. How do you defend your immaturity? This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away. But we do ask, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done over 375 of our listeners for as little as $3 a month. Now, if you've been to our website before, you know we give everything away on the site, unlike those other radio talk shows that want to charge you for their website. So we do everything for free up front, and we just simply say, if you like us, then support us for $3 a month. And what we do is, when that money comes in, we pull it together and we turn it around into advertising the show to get the show on more radio stations. If you're hearing this show on a radio station, odds are good it's because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll learn about some of the perks you get, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum and chat room, and all other pertinent details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And know this, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Pretty much all hour we've been discussing this this childification of adults, or rather adults that never really got away from being a child, and they don't like the whole responsibility thing. They don't like the idea they have to work for a living. They just want to go out and play tag all day. That's what we're talking about. I think it's very destructive and very damaging to our society. And there's one really particular cause of it. And you were touching on it during the break. And I said, Julia, you should say that on the air. So why don't you recap that, if you would?
All right. Well, I feel it's a couple factors. I feel that this really boils down to sort of this mentality that government has created with government schools, with this welfare society that we have. I mean, people sort of feel like they are owed something, they deserve
something. The entitlement
mentality. Right, exactly. And on another point, people are taxed to death, and government schools basically teach you that you should go out and get a job. They don't teach people to produce. They teach people to go and work for somebody else. So you're 30 years old, you have a couple of kids and a wife, and you work a miserable 9-to-5 job every day.
Right, you've been taught to be a cog in the system.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
So, of course, I mean, you look back to your childhood when life was good and you had no responsibilities, and I think that the government creates this with their schools and taxing us to death so that we have to work harder so that to be able to feed, for people to feed their families and that sort of thing. And It's very frustrating to work and be around these people.
And government takes, it abdicates people's responsibilities from them. It says, you don't have to worry about where to send your kids to school. We'll take care of that for you. You don't have to worry about retirement. We'll take care of that for you. And there are people that are now saying, you shouldn't have to worry about health care. You shouldn't have to worry about paying for these things. We'll take care of all that for you. And you remove all those responsibilities from people, and what do you have left? You've got a child. Government wants you to be a child.
And it to be your parent.
Yeah, and it's sick. Let's continue with the phone calls. Dale in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live, Dale.
You know, everybody's got to work. Got to work to pay all the bills that we have, our insurance and all that. And Dwayne before when he called, I worked as a child myself and was taught a good work ethic. But that doesn't mean that I can't work and have fun while I'm doing it. We all have to go through, you know, the motions, and we have to be there. We have a choice, but that doesn't mean that we can't have a good time doing it.
Absolutely.
I work construction, and I tell you what, they should be there with video cameras videotaping us sometimes.
Why is that?
Well, some of the things, the antics that we do and the fun that we have, and you talk about production. In construction, we have to have production, but it still doesn't stop us from having a good time.
Right. Now, and again, there's a difference between being an adult and having fun as an adult and enjoying yourself on the job and enjoying getting along with your coworkers and, you know, tossing a few jokes back and forth or doing whatever other fun things you can find within your work structure. But to take this sort of childlike fun and apply it into the adult world seems a little strange, doesn't it? Like, you know, you guys aren't having a quick knock 'em down game of kickball in the middle of the day. That's not the kind of fun you're having, right?
No, but somebody might get, you know, baby chickens boiled in their eggs and handed to them at lunch and such, you know. But
they might have their.
No, we wouldn't be able to, you know, to stop and play kickball because we got to get production done. But
right.
You can work and have fun, and we all have to work. We have to teach our children to work.
Absolutely. And with this government system that we have, they don't want you to teach your kids to work. They want you to insulate your kids from work as long as possible to where if you are sending your kid who's 10 years old out to get his first job under the table somewhere, the system considers you a criminal for that. The system could put you in a jail cell for encouraging your children to work.
Well, there's plenty of jobs out there for children at that age. And, you know, you have to be part of the machine or else they're going to be beating down your doors, sending CSCI out to get your children. There are plenty of jobs out there. You know, kids can go and mow lawns, they can clean chicken coops, they can fuck hay, and no one is going to be, you know, wiser about it, you know. And it's up to the parents, it's up to the people to put this into their children and tell them, you have to go work, and this is one more way that the government is just trying to control all of us. And you will go work, and you will help provide for the family.
Unfortunately, you have to be kind of quiet about it. You have to be sort of silent. You can't really make it very public that your kids are out doing something productive
because of these childhood advocates. And that depends on where you live.
Right.
You know, you can't do this down in the city, but if you want to fight this, then you move away from all that. You move away from that.
What was the thing? I missed what you said about the construction site. What was the fun thing on the construction site with the chicken sandwich? I missed that. What was that?
Oh, I had some hard-boiled eggs that had baby chickens in them. I didn't realize they were fertilized, and I had gotten a couple of them, and so I tried them out on my buddies before I would eat them.
So you cracked open the egg?
Hard-boiled eggs.
You cracked open the egg, and there was actually the corpse of a chicken inside it?
Well, if you want to call it a corpse, but I didn't. You can't see it through the light. You got to bite into it before you find it.
Oh, my goodness. That's a nasty, naughty prank. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I think there's a bit of a difference between an at-work prank and taking time out officially to have a sack race.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference there. 1-800-259-9231. You know what, Julia? We did pull up a little bit more in that article. I don't know if you want to share just a few more thoughts from that story. We did pull up the online version.
Yes. All right. From his home in Los Angeles, Noxon says that adults are turning to child's play because everything is up for grabs. Social norms have evaporated. The change, he says, is pervasive and cross-generational. Not too long ago, society frowned on 40-year-old skateboarders or comic book collectors. Now, they are celebrated, Noxon says. The shift came about through affluence and abundance. In his book, Noxon writes, it's hard to nurture your inner child when you're struggling to keep food on the table. Adult attraction to childish things increased in the strange and uncertain aftermath of September 11th. other factors play into the cultural change, he writes. Looser hierarchies in the workplace lead to less conformity. Witness row upon row of cubicles piled high with lunchboxes, action figures, and beanie babies. Changing roles at home allows parents of both genders to identify more closely with their children, and longer lifespans have kept us in tune with our child life sides longer than ever.
So is he? It sounds like he's trumpeting this. He's heralding this as a beneficial thing.
It kind of does. He hasn't brought up what we brought up, which is that the government is the cause of this.
Right, and it's very unlikely that he would. I don't see this as being positive at all. Getting in touch with your inner child. Look, it's one thing to enjoy something on your own time. It's one thing to enjoy an old hobby or something like that. Skateboarding, as he gave an example. That's something you do on your own time. But to take a half hour out from work so you can tool around the parking lot on your skateboard is another thing entirely. And I think allowing this sort of search for childhood to interfere with the adult world and adult productivity is a real serious issue. And I find it kind of frightening.
Yeah, you're right. It actually says here that he's an advocate of juvenile activities. So he supports this. He thinks it's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, we'll be fighting it here as much as we possibly can on Free Talk Live. Got to get another call in here. Tom in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom in Wisconsin. Tom going once. Tom going twice. I guess Tom is gone. All right, so 800-259-9231. The issue is this sort of childification of Americans. It's not something to be heralded. It's not something to be proud of. If you want to engage in, you know, childlike activities on your own, in the privacy of your own home or on your off time, great, that's fine. Get in touch with your childhood. Do whatever makes you feel good. I'm not trying to control you here. I'm just concerned that if this gets more and more institutionalized, as more and more businesses start doing these mandatory recess things, these silly little childlike games, inevitably the childhood advocates are going to get in positions of power, and many of them are already there, who want to protect your childhood, help the adults, get in touch with their inner child. Let's mandate it. Let's mandate that everyone have recess at their place of business. I think that's the direction this is going in. Is it going to happen tomorrow? Probably not. But how long will it be before some politician proposes mandatory recess at work?
In Massachusetts or California first?
Yeah, right. How long is it going to be? I can see it happening within the next decade, if not the next 5 years. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.